And so I begin by reading the first segment of the third chapter of the Westminster Confession, and here's what it says. Listen carefully. It says, God, from all eternity, did by the most wise and holy counsel of his own will freely and unchangeably ordain whatsoever comes to pass. Semicolon. And I stop there. So let me say it again. That God does from all eternity, you know, freely and immutably and so on, ordain whatsoever comes to pass. Now you understand that language. It says that God sovereignly ordains everything that happens. And I stopped at the semicolon. And I said, let me have a show of hands. I want to know what I'm dealing with this group. How many of you agree with this statement? And probably Reformed Theological Seminary in Jackson, Mississippi, is the only place in the world that you could get 100 guys to raise their hand that they agree with Chapter 3 of the Westminster Confession. And 100 of them in this classroom raise their hand and say, we believe that. That God ordains everything that happens. I said, fine. Now, for those of you who didn't raise your hand, I want to ask a question, and I want you to relax. Don't be afraid. Nobody's taking down names. I didn't bring any matches to burn anybody at the stake or anything like that. But I said, how many of you would describe yourselves as atheists? And nobody put their hand up. At which point I immediately went into my Lieutenant Columbo routine. I said, there's just one thing I don't understand. I said, would you mind if I ask you a personal question? And so we laughed and we played, and I said, a minute ago I asked you how many of you believe that God ordains whatsoever comes to pass, and 50 of you did not agree with that. And when I asked you if you would define yourselves as atheists, you didn't, and I'm not sure why. Because this first sentence in Chapter 3 of the Westminster Confession has nothing in it that is peculiarly Calvinistic. In fact, there's nothing in this statement that is uniquely Christian. Orthodox Judaism, Orthodox Islam, and all classical Christianity has always believed that God sovereignly governs the universe and the affairs of history in such a way that, as St. Augustine said, that in some sense at least, he ordains everything that happens. Because if he doesn't ordain everything that happens, he's not sovereign over everything that happens. And if he's not sovereign over everything that happens, he's not God. And if you don't believe, let me put it another way. If you don't believe that God ordains everything that comes to pass, you don't believe in the sovereignty of God. You don't believe in the sovereignty of God. You don't believe in God. It's that simple. They're gasping for breath. He just called us atheists. And we thought we were just Arminians.